This is the Life Lately podcast with Mel and Soph. Adulting can be hard work, but it's a great adventure with friends. We are just two real girls talking about real life. No topic is off the table, so join us as we navigate life unfiltered and uncensored. Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Life Lately podcast. We're your hosts, Mel and Soph, and as always, it is so good to be back with another episode and discussion with you all. So we're going to get into lessons learned. Now, particularly lessons learned during lockdown. And as we're currently recording this, we are in lockdown number two.
Number two,
Numero dos. Like, I don't know how we got here.
Listen.
But here we are again. Here we go again. Oh my gosh. And I suppose, you know, there's a lot of lessons that have been learnt between the two of us, right, Soph?
We're about to find out.
We're going to find out. I think you might have more lessons than me, but, you know, I've just been just cruising on this lockdown thing.
And you know, that's actually absolutely fine. I think at the beginning of lockdown, there was a lot of pressure.
I don't know.
Like to get new skills, do this, do that.
Yes.
And you know what? Sometimes you just have to survive, man.
Sometimes it's all about survival and giving thanks. But you know what? We'll get right into it. We'll get all into that juicy, juicy stuff. But before we get into this episode, guys, don't forget to follow us over on our Instagram at LifeLatelyPod. And also don't forget to like, subscribe and review this podcast too. Okay, so Sophie, why don't you kick us off with the first lesson that you've learned so far?
Alrighty. So the first lesson is actually that I know myself better than I thought I did.
Right.
I think I've gone through life through this kind of self-discovery thing that's lasted God knows how long. For various reasons. But I think there are certain things that I already knew about myself that I needed some sort of maybe external validation.
Okay. Yeah.
Or I wanted to know. It's almost like I know this about myself, but I'm trying not to accept that part of me.
Right.
Either because it's seen as taboo, it's seen as whatever society views that as.
Right. And that's what I'm like. I was going to ask, is that like negative stuff or is that positive stuff?
No,
that you learn about
it's
yourself?
Just stuff.
It's just stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
That people can put a spin on,
right,
depending on, you know, whatever they think is right or wrong. And I don't think there is, in terms of my personality and the person that I am authentically, the things that I've discovered about myself are neither right nor wrong. They're neither here nor there. But sometimes you feel the pressure, like I want to be more like my husband who like wakes up early and,
there's always someone you're going to compare yourself with. And I suppose you're just learning to just not compare. And you're just
accepting
who you are.
Like, this is who I am. I'll never be an early bird. You know what I mean? I will always do things at my pace.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily wrong.
Right.
But sometimes there's so much pressure to be quick, quick, quick. And, you know, get everything right now. And always have something, you know, going on. And I'm like, that's not me. And so I've tried over the years to be those things. With varying degrees of success. And I also understand that, you know, sometimes you just have to switch, you know, to a different gear. That's fine. But primarily, I know who I am. And so I think I'm more determined just to be authentically me. I was created like this for a reason.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to go out of my way.
To try and change
Try and change it to suit other people.
You know what? Amen to that, girl.
Yeah, that's been my first lesson.
I love that.
How about you, Mel?
You know what? It's almost, you know, with this lockdown, I think it is a case of a self-discovery, whether you kind of like it or you're aware of it or not. It's almost like, especially for me, I primarily live by myself, basically. My mom comes and goes because she lives that luxury, you know, life.
I know, which is good for her.
Hey! But for the most part, I've been on my own, and a bit like you, that whole self-discovery thing, I've really just learned to enjoy my own company. It's funny because from my family, I suppose when I say family, my immediate, so my mom, my sisters, we had a discussion recently and discovered that actually for them, my two sisters, my mom, they more or less have never lived on their own before. Even, for example, even going to uni, they had housemates, you know, they flat shared, etc. and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. As soon as they finished uni, one of my sisters, she was in a relationship while she was at uni, and then she moved in with her boyfriend, now they're husband and wife. And, you know, they've had children. My sister finished uni. She came, lived back home, and then she had her boyfriend. She, you know, I'm telling all their business. But, you know, she had a child, and she, and literally that's, they've never been on their own. And so for me, I went to uni, but I'm in this time and this process where I'm actually by myself.
Yeah.
And I don't flat share or anything like that. And it's actually really good. So I love my own company.
That's really good, Mel. But question, did you find it difficult to adjust? Because you see, I am that person who's never been by myself like that.
You know what? I guess in a way I did, because when my mom did go, it was a sort of like a big farewell, because she went with my sister and her husband and children. It was a big like goodbye moment at the airport, and it was a bit like, oh my god, I'm by myself. At first, when she was saying, I'm going back to like home, back to Barbados, and you know, handing over all the responsibility, including the bills, which was a very like okay moment. Before, I'm splitting these bills, now I'm paying them all by myself. Woo, child. God is good. All I can say is God is good. But
he is, man.
But you know, he's a provider. But I suppose it was that adjustment of things. But once I realized that, you know what, I can pay all the bills, I can do the savings and stuff, and still have money left over and not be, you know, because I was, even at uni, I was calling my mom up saying, Mom, run out of money at uni. Can you send me some money? But, you know, I can't do that when I've got bills to pay. But once I had all that sorted and settled, it was just like, man, let me just enjoy this time. And yeah, I mean, honestly, like when my mom comes back, I literally say to her, so how long are you coming back for?
When you're leaving, girlfriend.
It's a long time. It's a long time you're coming for. So it was an adjustment. It was an adjustment to the lifestyle in terms of, as I said, the financial lifestyle. But after that, sometimes it gets a bit lonely. Like, oh, I don't have anyone to talk to. Everyone's doing their own thing. Like, but then at the same time, when I do get like more than like 3 phone calls in a day, I'm like, okay, leave me alone now, people. I want my own space. So I really am enjoying my own company. Enjoying the science, yes. And then sometimes there are days when I don't even have the TV on and the time goes by so fast. And it's like, oh, gosh. I've learned that in lockdown, and obviously, like lockdown, where I'm literally locked down on my own.
This is why I asked the question, because I'm like, this is like, you literally don't have many options.
I don't have many options, but you know, I can still go out, pop to the shops, and even then, that's great. I think we had a conversation earlier, Soph, where we were talking about, I'm just putting on some food for dinner, and it's just, it's even those sort of things. It's like, man, if I feel like a packet of crisps for dinner, I'm gonna have a packet of crisps for dinner and call it a night,
girl.
I don't need to worry about that right now.
I know
that's not my season right now. Mouth
to feed.
That's the thing.
I gotta cook, man.
That's the thing. And before, don't get me wrong, more than anything, that I want the husband, I want the children, I want the family, the house, and everything. And I want that. I wanted that 10 years ago. But I guess I still want it. Definitely. I'm praying that it'll be a suddenly for me. So, yes. You know. But I just have to accept that right now, this is my season to be on my own. And having those discussions with my mom and sisters, realizing that they didn't have any time. I mean, one of my sisters never had a girly holiday. So it's just like, you know what? Okay, I don't have my husband yet. I don't have my children yet. But when I do, man. I will be that housewife kind of thing. And I will be that person that I need my rest. So let me enjoy this time now.
Enjoy it.
And
honestly,
enjoy the season.
And you know what? I always say that if I was to go back in time, the one thing that I would do, because I went from my mother's house to my husband's house, is I would actually at least have a year just by myself.
Just by yourself,
Just by myself.
So you can decorate how you want. If you want to put that ghastly picture up that no one likes, this is my, this picture.
I don't care.
Exactly.
And even this process of getting to know myself, I think
I
would have probably ticked so many things off my list then when I had no, you know, hindrance, can I say? Not that my husband is a hindrance, but you know what I mean? I have to consider, of course, him as well.
Yes.
But when it's just me, it's just like, I do what I need to do when I need to do it, the way I want to do it.
The way you want to do it. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm just enjoying me. Just like what you said earlier about just accepting who you are, you know, everything. I'm loving me. I'm accepting who I am. This is who I am.
Yeah.
I'm cool. Yeah, and it's all good. I mean, don't get me wrong, I can be adaptable.
Yeah.
Just don't leave it too long, Mr. Right that's out there. Right. Because, mate, I might be stuck in my way by the time you come around. So catch me while you can. But no. I'm just enjoying, I'm happy with the person who I look at in the mirror in the morning. Good, and I'm cool. I'm just like, I'm great.
That's really good to hear.
Thank you.
So moving on. The second thing I've learned during this period is, while there's a lot that I can't control, there are so many things that I can control. So it hit me. I mean, this was recent.
It hit me a couple of hours ago.
You know, when we, there was lockdown, and then, you know, there was the upheaval and everything that had to change.
Yes.
Quite quickly, and we didn't know what we were doing. And then in September, for some strange reason, I was just like, oh, I wonder how many days are left to the end of the year.
Oh my God.
There were exactly 102 days.
Wow.
I was like, okay, so I'm going to go on a 100-day challenge. And I don't know why I did this to myself. But as you know, Mel, I've been working out.
You have been working out. I've seen those Instagram updates. And
I gave myself the challenge to control what I can control, which was my weight through, I don't say diet. Let me say healthy eating. I'm not on a specific diet. I'm just eating healthy.
Yes.
And then working out every day for 100 days, man. Ooh,
girl, child. Wow.
I'm telling you, today is day 60.
I was going to ask, but then I thought, sure.
Two or 61. No, you can ask. And I've only missed one day.
Because I was so congratulations. Tired. Well done, girl. No, but you know what? Missing one day, that is really good.
I know. I'm proud of myself. Like,
I'm proud of you. Girl. Really? Clap yourself in the back, girl. Yes. For me. Yes. I'm clapping.
So no, that is fantastic. Really good, because it's also taken, I was quite active, you know this, I was quite active when I was in London.
Yes.
But since moving this way, I'm like, and then on top of that, driving, I've just become, I was very lazy. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to, before I got my license, I used to walk for a couple of hours every day, and then it went to zero. You know, it just dropped in the new year, and then of course with the lockdown it dropped even further. And so I decided for the last 100 days, there's so many things you can do. I mean, right now we have 38 days, I think, to the end of the year.
Yeah,
there's so much that you can still accomplish. There's so much that is still within your control.
Yeah.
So it's important to get onto those things, so that if you had all these goals and dreams, like, at, you know, the beginning of the year, you can still take one or two, honestly, or you can be at least that bit further ahead. With whatever you had planned.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. You know, I can control what goes into my mouth.
Yeah, basically.
I can control that.
There you go.
The other thing is, just keeping the main thing, and understanding that it's actually the little things in life that matter. Now, why I decided to focus on health, on my health, is because that is one thing that really matters in this time.
Yeah, that's true.
If there's something I can control about my health, then why not control it? If I can love my family better, why not just do it? If I can look out for my friends a little bit more, if it requires a Zoom call or whatever it is, then let me do that.
Yeah.
If I can pick up an extra tin of beans to give it to a homeless shelter or whatever, a food bank, then let me do that. If, you know, the other thing I did actually is at some point, everyone was giving away free courses. Man, I took advantage of those things.
You're damn right.
I really took advantage of that. I've learned a lot. I've kind of zeroed in on interior design because, you know, I'm always reading interiors or something. I'm always doing something to my house. So I was like, you know what? Let me just stop being haphazard about it. Let me actually learn. Okay, this course was not free. But I was just like, you know what? My husband is working. My daughter is doing her schoolwork and all that. I'm also going to spend some time, you know, doing something for myself, for personal development. And I mean, having done these little things have added so much more to me. And all these things really, it's not that they've always been in my control. It's just that right now I'm really very aware.
Very aware
about it.
Wow. Yeah. No, that is really good though. And I like that sort of take from it of, you know, being able to, you know, control the things that you can control. A bit like me, and I've realized and I've learned that life is too short. And not only is life too short, but it's going by so fast. I thought at the beginning of lockdown, like many, I'm sure, I thought, oh my God, lockdown for what, a month, 6 months or whatever? That's gonna drag by. Oh my gosh, it really has not. Mm. And, you know, is this that whole, okay, must do this, must do that. But I've just realized that, man, I just need to enjoy the little things. The little things like, you know, waking up and make sure I give God thanks. It's so quick and easy. So sometimes I find myself waking up and think, oh my God, work from home again. It's like, oh my God, no. I'm so happy to work.
It's something you wanted to do, you know.
You know what? Before lockdown, I remember, and I don't know if I actually said it in an episode, probably did because I couldn't stop talking about it. But I was just like, I want to work from home at least once a week, and they were just, I had to beg and plead to work from home at least once a week, and then you know, lockdown happened about a month and a half later, and like, woo,
here we are.
But yeah, it's just, you know, enjoying the little things, enjoying the WhatsApp or FaceTime calls with my friends, with my family, and being able to still worship as well on Sundays via Zoom. It's just transformed the way that we communicate. And yes, we're not able to see our loved ones physically, you know, face to face. A lot, but I mean, truth be told, to be honest, a lot of people, including friends, I've probably seen them once or twice a year.
Yeah.
Anyway. But yeah, it's just enjoying those little things that we just take, that we have taken for granted.
Yes.
And just the fact that we can't go on holidays and become easily distracted, it's being able to notice the most important things, and of course, like most recent events that has happened in society. I won't even go into that. That's another episode. But because we have had to be in lockdown, we have had to slow down, we have been forced, our eyes have been opened to see these things and to understand these things and become more empathetic towards others and everything like that. And it's just like, wow, this is life, and it's so, gosh, it can go fleeting. In an instant. Mm-hmm. It's fleeting. That's the word I was looking for. Yes, it's fleeting. It can go in an instant, an instant. And yeah, we just being more grateful, and that's definitely something that I've learned and not taking it for granted at all.
Yeah, yes. I think leading on from that, actually, which is my next point, is actually I've had to think whether the life that I'm currently living is the life that I really want.
Wow, that's deep.
Girl, I've already decided location is not what I want. Where I am at the moment, I'm like,
no, I know. Bye. You have been saying that.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's really, I think, it really hit me this time. I'm like, no. I mean, it works for the time being in terms of what we need, which is quick access to London, quick access to family in the west side of the country, and good schools.
Right.
But I also know it's a kind of like a stopover. It's not where, number one,
for your forever
it's
home
definitely or, not where we'll retire. It's, you know, like I can see another move happening. Right. Yeah, and you know I miss London. I miss London so much.
I was gonna say, but I thought, oh my god, do I actually want to say that? Because when you said another move, is this another move like within the UK, or is it, are you thinking back to the motherland?
Oh, well, like,
there's so many people that I know that have gone back to quote unquote the motherland. I think, which is crazy. But yeah.
Yeah, I think okay, maybe then we'll have two more moves. my husband does not want to retire in the UK. Like that's right. That's not gonna happen. Well, mm-hmm. wherever we retire, I don't know. But I'm thinking, you know, for now, with my daughter being in year, what, five?
Yeah.
And we live very close to a very, very good school, secondary school. So, you know, the next move might be after secondary school. So I think we'll have, that move somewhere in England. And right. then make one last move, maybe like your mom, who knows?
Yeah,
Barbados, you know, Trinidad. Yeah, part of my Trinidad. Husband's family is in Trini, so
right.
I don't know.
To the Caribbean.
Island life is calling.
Island life is certainly calling. Yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
But that's just one aspect. But I've really thought about the life that I want to live, mm-hmm. the legacy that I want to leave behind, and yeah. in some way, it's been. You kind of mentioned this about the social issues that have been happening. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I'm now being kind of led into my purpose.
Right.
Finally. You know, I've always...
She's arrived!
I'm arriving, people. I'm arriving.
She's arriving. Okay.
But, you know, I've always said, and I've never worked in corporate. I've always known mm-hmm. the corporate sector is not for me. I've always wanted right. to do something that will benefit the community in one way or another. So I've always found myself either in a charity or in public sector.
Yeah.
But then I also did not know, as you know, I didn't know the next step. I was just like, I know this is the area, but I don't know exactly where. And now I feel like, given what I know about myself, which has been reinforced in this time, which is mm-hmm. one of the things about me is that I really feel deeply about things. And mm-hmm. I observe a lot. I feel a lot for people. And so right now I've been involved in a couple of projects that I feel are like directing me to really what I was created to do. So I feel more purposeful actually.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I think the next, you know, people, I'm almost 40. I feel like the latter stages of my life or the next half of my life is really going to be driven by what I'm on earth to do.
Wow. You know, what a blessed thing to, especially during these times of uncertainty and this, like everything's this up. It's been an upheaval that you are, I mean, we're still going through it. We haven't completely come out, the Rona, but that you have found purpose. You have found your purpose. That's really cool. Oh,
Lord Jesus. It's been through the fire.
It's been through the fire.
Actually, one of the things I've written here is pressure reveals who we are, we are at the core. And that's what I've felt, the pressure, the tears, I've cried, you know, you called, did you call me or you texted me like maybe a month or so ago?
Right.
And then you could even tell from the way I responded with my text, you were just like, what's wrong with you, girl?
Well, enough is going on, well, yes. Well, enough
is going on. And even I didn't know then. And actually, I don't know if
you couldn't put it into words.
I could not put it into words. And I can't remember whether I told you this, but I ended up, because this was a prolonged period of time where I just felt, and I could not pinpoint what it was. I could not shake it off me, you know.
Shift it.
I couldn't shift it. And so I thought to myself, I'm like, maybe I need counseling. Maybe, you know, even an introvert can take only so much of lockdown. So maybe it's everything that's just getting to me. Mm-hmm, and I did an online kind of test. I was listening to a therapist, a podcast, and she gave out a link for various kind of tests. And so I decided, let me take the depression test. And this test came out as mildly depressed.
Wowzers.
Girl, I didn't tell you this.
Do you have a link to that? Could I
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Or if it's possible, maybe you can just drop it here for our listeners as well.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'll put it in some way or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it came out as mildly depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, that depressed me even further. I was like, oh, Lord. I have at the back of my mind. Now, again, like I said, I've realized I really know who I am. In the majority. But one of my personality traits is that I'm quite melancholic. So I know my moods can fluctuate. And so when I saw it as mildly depressive, I was like, oh, should I? I'll keep that at the back of my mind in case in case this becomes a prolonged feeling. Thank heavens I've been able to snap out of it. But I didn't want it to be my... I didn't
your identity, or you don't want to take that on. So that'd be like, okay, this is me now.
Because I also know my the person that I am. I'm not the loud person, I'm not the extrovert. I'm quite introverted, and like I said, I feel things deeply. But I've kept that at the back of my mind in case something flares up and I really have to go for counseling. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Yeah.
And it's fine that those mechanisms that will help you to cope or come out of that, like especially, or being able to see those signs so that you can switch up the mood. Because as you said, you're quite emotional, or you hold in the emotions.
Yeah.
Or you're led by it. So
that's been good. It's been, and I was linking this to my purpose because one of the books that I kind of reread over lockdown talks about personalities, and it links it to biblical personalities. So so you do a personality test, and then it links it to a biblical character or several characters, and it shows through the Bible like how God used even those personalities for a bigger for a bigger purpose. So that kind of gave me a little more hope. To be like, the reason why I feel deeply is not so, is not necessarily so that I go into a sort of depression, but it's so that I can walk in somebody else's shoes and understand what they're going through and hopefully be an answer for them or help. You know what I mean? Really empathize.
Because that's really useful, because it goes to show that everything happens for a reason. As you said, there's purpose. And as you said, just because you're feeling this way is not because, here I am, like, feel like Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. Like, here I am, just lonely and low. Life is horrible.
Yeah.
No, it's actually, you can get out of that. But not only that, most importantly, there's a reason for all of this sort of stuff. Like,
And there's something I need to do. It's not just about... And so that's how...
It's not just...
That's how all these other things that I'm now doing, like projects and people I'm involved with, that I'd never been involved with otherwise. And I'm thankful for the people also who've been in my life who've kind of seen that side of me. And they're like, it's not necessarily bad. It could be telling you something else. So get involved in things that you're passionate about, things that you really feel deeply about. Make an impact there.
And then you'll find out soon enough what that was trying to teach you. That's amazing. And guys, everything that we've sort of mentioned, especially Sophie mentioning the books and stuff, hopefully we can like just put a link or something there.
Yes.
So then you can check it out too.
I'll do that.
Because that's really, really useful. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Soph. That's me indirectly telling you what you do. That is really helpful and useful. Have you got anything?
No, that's it.
I suppose one other thing for me is just I find that switching up routines really help me stay focused. I know for some people, routine helps them stay focused. But I suppose for me, switching it up, and especially as I mentioned, living on my own, working from home, where, it's a sort of a luxury to work from home, but it's also the onus is on you to make sure you stay, on top of the game. Like, you can't just slack off and, you know, watch TV or do whatever. Mm-hmm. There's actually responsibility. So I just found that, like for me, I found that being able to switch up where I'm working mm-hmm. helps. I know that there's some people that help have a station set up and that's their station where they're focused. Like if, as soon as they enter into that zone, they're just focused now.
Yeah.
That doesn't work for me. No, no. I found I definitely have a station in my bedroom, but I also have one in my kitchen. Mm-hmm. And then I like to switch up it to be in the living room because sometimes it's just, it gets a bit too much.
Yeah.
And obviously being on my own where, and don't get me wrong, guys, I'm actually cool with not going into the office, not speaking to colleagues. Like, I'm cool. Like, I know there's some people who, just put that disclaimer out there. I know there's some people who, like, I need to talk to, if I need to talk to someone, I've got my friends. That's literally it. So, so yes. But to sort of obviously in the office you have the kitchen breaks making teas and coffees.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't have anyone else living with me, so I'm not making the tea and coffee for anyone else in my home. So I find that switching up where I am
mm-hmm.
in the room, so in different rooms, really actually helps me. And whether that be throughout the day or throughout the week,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I just found that helps because there was a point, especially at the beginning of lockdown, where I was just okay, I'm going to stay focused now. I'm sitting at my desk now and just going to be working there. It just doesn't work for me.
No.
Because that room then gets a bit boring and depressing, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's like stepping into that room is like, oh no. So I find that this switching out a bit really helps me.
Yeah.
And that's one of my little tips, really.
But do you have like daily, so outside switching up where you sit, and having a different, mm-hmm. I guess, a different view to look at. Do you have a routine that kind of works for you now?
I do have a routine. It's a very simple routine. And it's before I even start work. I'm not even going to go and be flashy. Like, I do a workout. I really don't, guys. I really do need to get back into the workout. So if I see Sophie, I get really like, oh, no. And that's like comparing.
Do you know what somebody told me? They're like, when I see you post on Instagram that you work out, I feel like we've worked out together. I'm like, girl.
There you go.
No, we didn't.
It's true. We worked out together. Thank you. In fact, I'm going to use that. Yes, we worked out together. So, but no, I suppose to start my day, before I do anything else, I get ready. I brush my teeth, wash my face, have a shower, get dressed. I can't. If I'm in my,
PJs?
Dressing gown, PJs.
Really?
I feel weird if I haven't had a shower before I start work. It's just the zone is not there. So I suppose outside of switching up where I'm working and stuff, my routine is do that. If I can, mm-hmm. I try and have my breakfast as well before that, at least a cup of tea. Otherwise, these meetings that can go on for hours and hours, I'll get grouchy. Like, I'm just like, guys, I just need to eat now.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to eat. But yeah, so that really helps. If I've tried it before where I've gone straight into the working and without, you know, showering or without getting out of my PJs, and that just doesn't work.
So we are quite opposite, actually.
Oh, okay.
Because every time, those days when I used to work, if I was working from home, it would be like mm-hmm. 11 o'clock and I'm like, oh my goodness, I've not showered. I've not, like, I'll wake up because I have my emails on my phone. I'll start responding. And then I pick up my laptop, which is just there by my bedside table, continue. And then I'm like, oh, Lord, it's noon.
Before you know it, it's noon. My mouth is still smelling. Thank God for doing
this. Yeah, I'm like, it's lunchtime. This is... Shower.
Shower now, quick. Yeah, so no. I see that, yeah. And exactly that. No. I just won't be able to focus.
No.
Properly.
And then at the end of the day, so you do your 9 to 5. Are you finding like you're working longer hours or are you very strict?
I sure am. It's very hard to, sometimes it's very hard to put the laptop down. I'm finding that come 6:30, 7 p.m. I'm still looking at emails. I'm still thinking about that email that I want to respond to, or I'm doing a little bit extra. And I'm going to say, hell no, Melissa. Like, I do restrict myself. Like, okay, shut down the laptop. I'm literally closing it. And it's gone. If I see an email ping up like at like 6 p.m. or 10 past 6, I'm like, that is being left until tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because the other reason for it as well is because it's also about the expectation. Yes. that you're giving to the other person. If they're seeing that you're responding to an email at 9 p.m., mm-hmm. they're going to expect you to keep, and that is not me.
No. Yeah. See, I wasn't that disciplined either. But what I do, because of course, that expectation that, oh yeah, she can work until 9 p.m. or whatever.
Yeah,
what I used to do, though, was, because again, I'm not a morning person like that. I would literally draft all my emails, any responses to emails, would leave them drafted in my drafts. And then next day,
ping them off.
Just
you know,
send.
You know, Sophie, actually, that's really good. And that's sometimes that's what I do as well. Like in the evening, if I really, and then I just think, yeah, I'm not going to let these people think I'm really, really efficient. So come 7:30, come 8 a.m., I'm just going to ping that email and they're just going to think, girl, she's awake, she is dressed. I am not dressed yet. I'm about to step in the shower, but I'll just send that email quickly before I do. Yeah, you know what? These are nice little little tips and tricks and hacks that, you know, we can just do. But yeah, I've just felt that switching up my routine really actually helps me stay focused.
Yeah. Wow, okay. I think that's all we have for this episode, right, Mel?
That's really cool. Yeah, no, I'm done. I'm all lessened out. I'm still learning during this
lockdown. I know. I don't know how much longer we'll... Actually, I read an article that said we might be... I don't want to depress anyone, but we might be still under lockdown by spring if nothing changes.
Well, yeah. I mean, I definitely think that they would give it at least a year. A year would be March
next year.
So, yeah, I know. But, and even then... I'm sure someone actually said 2022.
What? Okay.
I said not that we'll be in lockdown and stuff, but just in terms of being careful, the virus. Yeah. Yeah. But they're also saying about, you know, this vaccine. Anywho, you know, we'll just leave that for another day. But yeah, no, there'll be plenty of lessons, guys. Plenty of lessons. We're still learning and we're a work in progress.
Absolutely.
Anyway, for both of us. So,
do share with us like what lessons you've learned over this time. Yes. No pressure. You don't have to have learned anything.
No pressure. Exactly. Even if it's a lesson learned that I'm good.
Exactly.
I have no lessons. It's we want to hear, honestly. Yeah.
So do that on our Instagram page, which is @lifelatelypod. DM us. You know, you can slide into our DMs as long as it's, you know. You know what I'm saying.
Feel free to slide into our DMs. Yeah, keep it clean, keep it classy. Yeah.
And I guess we'll see you next time.
Yes.
Take care.
Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.